As a veteran leader, Jim, what do you tell the team after the way the loss happened yesterday?
I think everyone kind of has to take a look at themselves right now and find out what we can do to help this team win. You know, we're close. You know, you're three games down to the last play of the game. It doesn't take much to turn the corner and, you know, get on a streak and get some wins. So I think over this bye week, everyone's got to take a look at themselves and see what they can do to, you know, find that one more play.
Does the bye week come at a good time for a younger team in your mind?
Possibly. I think, you know, being the first year in the system, you know, offense and defensively, having it earlier than later might be a good thing, because you can kind of, we see how teams attack us and some of the things that we're struggling with, and it gives you time to kind of reset and get back to fundamentals. Whereas one later in the year, you have it week 8 or 9, maybe it's a little bit too late till you kind of realize, you know, some of the little things that could be easily corrected.
This team prides itself in defense, but unfortunately the defense hasn't played up to its potential. What do you see as what's not working right now? Because obviously the personnel is here to work.
I think we just have to trust the system. I've been in this system for a long time. I've been in new places installing it, just like this, you know, in the first year in a system, you know, a couple of different places. And, you know, it's just guys really, really buying in. You know, once you see it on tape and you see the success come, it makes it easy for guys to just buy in and just do their job. But up until then, you kind of sometimes guys just try to make too many plays, and it's not a bad thing. Obviously, you want guys to go out there and try to win games and make plays. Sometimes they're just trying to do a little bit too much, and it gets them in trouble.